Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
The poor in the developing world have no ability to protect themselves against physical violence. And so if you don't have a functioning rule of law in the country where the police are not corrupt, where the judicial system is working in a timely manner, then the poor are at the mercy of the strong. And oftentimes that leaves the women who are in these countries not as physically strong at the mercy of those who can take land from them. And so IJAM is a phenomenal organization, and I'm just blessed to have a close relationship with them. In fact, this morning I was on the phone with the field office director in Guatemala, IJAM, about expanding the work we're doing in Uganda into Guatemala. So that's the next process that we're working on.
Well, as soon as I opened your book, I thought, these guys know each other. They have to. So yeah. I love that you do. When you think about, you know, one of the things we learned again from Gary just is that, you know, he said, of course it's good to feed the poor, but if someone doesn't confront the bullies who keep the poor poor, the poor will continue to be poor. I mean, somebody's got to face off with these bullies. And he says they're not brave. They're just mean. And it really does take people like you guys to do what you're doing. One of the things as I learned about some of these injustices over the years is when I'm speaking at conferences, just saying, man, if every believer, just to start with, could first of all help fund ministries where these guys are saying, we'll go, would you just help us go fund them, but also pray, Lord, put a firewall between the wicked and the weak. You know, I mean, if we interceded on a daily basis, just that, what a difference. How many little girls and boys wouldn't be nabbed, you know, into slavery or trafficking? Amen. And I mean, speak to that just as a man of faith. Give us a charge, if you would, and things that we can do to stand in the gap so we're not just living in our comfortable bubble.
Yeah, well, I would say for me, the biggest barrier to me surrendering the pen, to taking a step of faith and going somewhere in person was fear. And like many of us, I fear failure, I fear embarrassment, I fear not being able to do what I think I'm supposed to do. But I've realized that more than fear of failure, I was fearing success. Because if I take a step of faith and God has nothing there for, you know, God doesn't show up and things, I go to Uganda and nothing happens, then I get to go home to my own life and have the same comfortable life. But if I take a step of faith and God is there, then everything changes. Everything changes, and I didn't want everything to change. I wanted it to be the same. And so I would not have imagined moving to Uganda. I would not have imagined going back and trying to help developing countries fix their judicial systems. So whether it's a step across the world, across the country, or across the street, the biggest fear we face, and I think I'm not alone in this, is the fear of success. If I take a step and go into somebody's deep, dark, uncomfortable world, somebody I don't know, somebody who smells, somebody who's in need, then everything's going to have to change, and I don't want things to change. And God isn't about us making sure we're comfortable. He calls us to step into the brokenness of this world, and when you do, things change, but things change for the better. Things change in the will of the Almighty rather than our own desire for comfort. And that's what I've learned, and I'm still learning quite a bit daily.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.